Pope Benedict XVI has appealed for a solution to the current political deadlock in Lebanon, describing approaching presidential elections as crucial to the nation's very survival. The Holy Father's appeal followed the Angelus prayer, during which he also reflected on the figure of Saint Martin of Tours and how his example is key to building a world of solidarity.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, l'Assemblea Nazionale Libanese sarà prossimamente chiamata ad eleggere il nuovo capo dello Stato.
In comments in Italian to the thousands of pilgrims gathered beneath a winter sky this Sunday, Pope Benedict said, as the numerous initiatives of these days show, the pending elections for a new head of state in Lebanon is a crucial passage upon which depends the very survival of Lebanon and its institutions. The Pope continued that he shared the Maronite Patriarch Cardinal Nasrallah Sfia's concerns recently expressed regarding the divisions among the nation's political leaders, as well as his desire that all Lebanese can see themselves represented in the new president. The Holy Father said he prayed that all interested parties take the necessary distance from personal interests and have true passion for common good.
E una vera passione per il bene comune.
The Pope's appeal comes in the wake of the latest delay in the crucial parliamentary vote. Saturday evening, the vote was postponed for the third time, now to November 21st, 3 days before the current president, Emile Lahoud's mandate expires. A September session failed to reach quorum because of an opposition boycott. An October attempt was postponed as negotiators struggled to find a compromised candidate. But tensions between pro-Syrian parties and the government and divisions among Christian deputies have failed to bring consensus on a candidate who, according to the constitution, must be Maronite Christian.
Angelus Domini nuntiavit Mariae.
Before reciting the Angelus prayer, the Holy Father had also urged the world to greater solidarity, once again by holding up the example of a saint, 4th century Martin of Tours.
At this time, the Church remembers St. Martin of Tours, the saintly monk and bishop who was moved with such great compassion for the sufferings of the poor, recalling the occasion when he cut his cloak in two and gave one half to a poor man, we resolve to follow his example by sharing what we have with those less fortunate than ourselves.
Saint Martin, concluded the Pope, helps us to understand that only through a common commitment to sharing can we answer the great challenges of our time. That is, to build a world of justice and peace where every human being can live in dignity. This, he said, can only happen if a global model of authentic solidarity prevails, capable of ensuring that all of the world's people have access to food, water and healthcare, but also to work and recourse to energy as well as culture and scientific and technological knowledge.
Upon all of you and upon your families and loved ones at home, I invoke God's abundance blessings. Arrivederci, buona domenica.